Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Viking Age Podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shedd. I am a writer for the Viking Age as well as Bring Me the News and Zone Coverage. He is Adam Patrick. He is the managing editor of the Viking Age. We do this every Monday and Thursday right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. If you miss us, you can listen to us on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you enjoy the show, like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. Adam, normally I am not a man who, you know, has a lot of small talk before the show and everything else, but I am here with a heavy heart as Sami Zayn turned his back on the bloodline and got completely destroyed for a good 5 minutes at the end of the Royal Rumble on Saturday night. So are you as distraught as I am about the status of the bloodline right now, or are you just ready to see Sami beat the hell out of the greatest training camp Viking of all time, Roman Reigns?
I mean, I'm pretty pumped. I just still think about that pop after that chair shot. It's probably one of the loudest I've heard after like something in ring happen. There haven't been a lot like that. Usually it's like a big return gets a pop or a surprise run in or something like that. But in ring, like that's gotta be one of the biggest pop I've ever heard in my life watching professional wrestling. I don't know what they got planned next, because they could go a lot of different directions. Because Jay left the ring and that there's all that thing now. He's been on Instagram and stuff saying he's done, and you know, run it back with his storyline with Roman, and then you know, you can do Sami Zayn, obviously. And then you got Cody too, who won the Rumble. Obviously he gets a title shot. So there's a lot going on. And it's WrestleMania season. I mean, this is, if you're a pro wrestling fan, one who likes WWE, you know, this is the best time of the year. Like Royal Rumble is probably like the Thanksgiving for the football season. Like it kicks off pretty much everything into full gear, and then you get into whatever's next, and then WrestleMania. But I would say, I know a lot of people didn't like the Rumble or whatever, because it just wasn't really like eventful or surprising or anything. I thought it was fine, and I enjoyed like most of the show. I think it was pretty good, well put together.
It was a 4.5 hour show.
Yeah,
and I was pretty invested for about 4 hours of it. Like you said, I mean, a lot of people want shock factor at the Royal Rumble, but this was just very well booked. Even like with Cody Rhodes coming out at 30, coming off the injury when they had announced it and everything, I kind of like rolled my eyes, but he got the piss beat out of him by Gunther, for a good 10 minutes before he finally threw him out, which, Gunther was freaking awesome in that match as well too, lasting a full hour and 10 minutes. Women's Rumble, I saw a lot of people didn't really like it. I don't think it picked up until Asuka got in at, I think it was number 17, and she had the Murder Clown thing, and then things kind of started to get going from there. Overall, I mean, I don't really have too many complaints. I'm excited to see what happens tonight on Raw. I'm excited to see maybe we have some old timers come back for a little bit of glory at WrestleMania. Yeah. And speaking of which, Tom Brady is a free agent, and that is exactly where we are going to start. Interesting report over the weekend as the NFL Analysis Network's Kenneth Tape.
I don't know.
But it's T-E-A-P-E. So if I'm mispronouncing your name, I apologize. Quote, an anonymous NFL executive believes that the Vikings are a dark horse to sign Tom Brady this offseason. Let's start with this. This report is probably BS.
It's not even really a report, though. It's like more like speculation, too.
Yeah, I don't know who the NFL Analysis Network is. I don't know who this guy is. And when you go to hashtag sources, usually it's a bunch of stuff. But this is the offseason. The Vikings are no longer playing, so we do stuff like this now, and we just speculate recklessly. I don't think it's a complete long shot. Call me crazy, but I don't think like this is... No, you have Kirk, and Kirk's the guy, and they said he's the guy, and everything else. I don't think it's complete 0.0 chance that Tom Brady doesn't sign here. What odds do you place on Tom Brady being the Vikings quarterback in 2023?
Right now, because there's no like real concrete, probably put it probably 20% or below. Just the
would
20,
you go as high as 20%?
Just because he's going to be a free agent, and
basically
any team that probably has a chance or a some decent offensive weapons has a chance probably at maybe convincing him. But I want to ask you a question. Do you know where Browerville, Minnesota is?
Is that in the southeast corner?
Yeah.
Or is it Brownville, Minnesota?
Browerville is like 130 miles, I guess, outside of Minneapolis. It's like a small 800 people town. That's where Tom Brady's mom is from. And that's where he spent multiple summers in his childhood in Minnesota. He was asked during, he played in the Super Bowl at US Bank Stadium against the Eagles. And he was asked, like, leading up to that in a press conference, about coming back to Minnesota. And this is what he said, quote, "I love coming back here. I've got a lot of family here. It's a great state. It's pretty unbelievable to actually be playing here." Okay. That right there, you cannot rule out, Tom Brady coming back to Minnesota. Add in, I don't want to like try and focus on this because it's probably like sore subject, but like he just got divorced. So he's not like probably attached to be in one specific area or one team. Like he's not going to move to one place because his kids or his wife are there. Maybe his kids because he likes his kids probably. He probably likes his ex-wife too. But, can't you see Tom Brady ending his career going to where, his mom's hometown, his mom, who he like adores, going there, winning the first ever Super Bowl for the franchise that his mom grew up watching? Like, can't you like see that storyline just like playing out? And aside from that, he's still good. Like, people are ragging on him for playing poorly this year. You can attribute that to poor play calling. The Bucs just fired their offensive coordinator. You can attribute that to all the injuries that they had on the offensive side of the ball. They definitely didn't. Mike Evans was maybe like the only guy that was around the whole year. The other wide receiver, Chris Godwin, was coming off of a torn ACL or Achilles or something like that. He wasn't 100%. Leonard Fournette wasn't the same guy. They had like five different centers and a bunch of injured offensive linemen. They didn't have Gronk this year. So like you go to a place like Minnesota where he can throw to Justin Jefferson, TJ Hockenson, keep, Dalvin Cook can catch 70 passes out of the backfield. That seems, and you can play indoors. The Vikings have, I believe, 11 games indoors next season. Like, there's a lot that Tom Brady would probably like playing in Minnesota, and like his past connections make me think like it's an actual possibility. Now, there is a lot they have to do. You have to figure out a way to get rid of Kirk Cousins because you don't want to have Kirk Cousins and Tom Brady on the same roster because that just wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. But Brock Purdy just suffered completely tore his UCL. And that's, I guess, like a 6-month recovery time, which means he'll be recovered in time for training camp or whatever. Then, of course, the 49ers have Trey Lance. What are their plans? Do they want to trade for someone like Kirk Cousins, who's more reliable as far as health-wise? Does somebody else want to trade for Kirk Cousins? Does Kirk Cousins even want to be traded? Like, what if the Vikings go up to Kirk and like, this is going to be your last year here, so if you want to be traded to somebody and try and get a longer contract, then we can help you do that. If not, this is going to be your last year here no matter what. So maybe if like they tell him that, he'll be like, oh, maybe I want to get traded to like a place like the Niners or something. But yeah, Tom Brady, it sounds insane that Tom Brady would play for the Vikings. I fully agree with anyone who says that, but it's not out of the question at all.
Yeah, he'll be 46 next year. So if we're talking about the place where quarterbacks die, this would be like the extreme example.
For sure.
But his stats last year, 4,694 yards, 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Let's think about that. Why would the Vikings want Tom? Because like some people are legitimately asking that. Why would the Vikings want Tom Brady? He's old. He's not that. We've said it before on this show, or I've at least said it. If Kirk Cousins had the season that he had at age 25, I would be jacked. I'd be like, yeah, long-term quarterback of the future. Sign me up. He looks great. You know, just had one bad play. He's going to be 35 week one. Mm-hmm. And that fourth and eight play is just going to stick with me. I know some people are saying, well, the line was bad. And, you know, the play call was bad. And Justin Jefferson was double teamed. The quote by Cousin where he said, I wasn't comfortable throwing to Justin Jefferson. Yep. No.
In the last play. If you miss it, you go home.
And what's bizarre is like he did it several times during the season, mm-hmm. like the Buffalo game. Mm-hmm. Probably shouldn't have thrown to Justin Jefferson. What happened? He made a one-handed catch, wrestling it away from a wide receiver. So if the Vikings, and let's put ourselves in Kwesi Adofo-Mensah's shoe, who, by the way, back in, what was that interview? July? I think he had the interview in June. It was published in July. But he said, you know, you're looking for Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. And he said, how do you get Tom Brady?
Yep.
Well, you could just sign him.
Yep.
Because he's a free agent right now. And from a Viking standpoint, you know, we're all sitting here and we're talking about how they're going to burn it down like a Madden rebuild. They're going to trade everybody for all the picks and they're going to replenish their defense and everything else. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. So what's probably going to happen is that they're going to get rid of some people, probably like Eric Kendricks. Maybe they'll get rid of Adam Thielen. Maybe they'll get rid of some of these other guys and they'll keep some others. And you have to figure out, okay, we lost some guys. How are we better without Eric Kendricks or Adam Thielen or whoever? And the best way to get better is to find an upgrade at quarterback. And you know, I mean, the other thing about this whole burn it down type thing is that they have to go to ownership and they have to be like, hey, I know we just won 13 games, but I'd really like to tank and get a, you know, high draft pick in 2024. Nobody's going to like that. Not even including Justin Jefferson, who some people think that if they're going to draft a quarterback in this year's draft, he's going to demand a trade and he's going to go nuclear and everything else. No. So you know how you do that? You say, all right, is Tom Brady interested? You give him a call because the Vikings have done this before with Kirk Cousins. Before he signed here in 2018, they called Drew Brees first. Yep. 2020, I believe Rick Spielman wanted to trade Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
Ownership said no. Last offseason, there were rumblings about a trade. Said they called the Panthers. Said they talked to the Colts. And ownership said no. So if you go to ownership and you go, all right, we'd like to get rid of Kirk Cousins. And Ziggy goes, wait. Hang on. Tom Brady is interested. Tom Brady.
That Tom Brady?
Okay, yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
Because they'll say do it. And here are the two outcomes that you'll have with Tom Brady. You either become an NFC contender and you enhance the hell out of your offense because if Tom Brady's on your team, he's probably going to go, okay, we don't have guards. Let me call up some guys here. Hey,
right.
I mean, remember what happened with Russell Gage last offseason? He was going to re-sign with Atlanta and Tom Brady all of a sudden is on his phone like, hey, kind of want you in Tampa Bay. He literally ran to Tampa Bay to sign that contract. You will have that all over free agency. Well, you're going to make it. Well, I'm playing with Tom Brady. Let's go get a Super Bowl ring. You are going to have things like that everywhere
on defense too. Guys want to play.
You are more because right now the Vikings aren't an attractive, you know, free agent destination. They got a couple of guys last year, Harrison Phillips and Za'Darius Smith, but Za'Darius Smith came here because his body is starting to get fried, even though he was phenomenal for the first 8 games last season. So I look at this and I go, and plus if you're Tom Brady too, like look at the other options that he has. You go to Vegas, right? You have Davante Adams there. And what? Josh McDaniels?
And they're trying to get rid of like Darren Waller and who's the receiver that they have? The other one that's not Devon
Hunter Renfro?
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of him. Josh Jacobs is a free agent.
It's not a lot going on there.
I don't think they have a very good offensive line.
No.
Yeah, so, there's that familiarity.
I'll just point this out. And you have to go into the AFC if you do that.
Kevin O'Connell has a relationship with Tom Brady. They used to be teammates. So there's that connection too. There's a lot of connections between the Vikings and Tom Brady. It's still is insane at this point. It's still a ridiculous idea at this point. Nothing has been reported or anything. It's just like throwing it out there and we don't know. Obviously, things with Kirk Cousins have to be moved in a different direction first. And I mean, I don't think the Niners expected Brock Purdy to get a 6-month injury yesterday. And that's kind of throwing everything into whack for them as far as like, oh, shoot, do we even want to trade Trey Lance now? So like they got to figure things out. But yeah, like you said, like where is Tom Brady going to go? Like he could sign back with the Bucks, I guess. But it sounds like he's not a big fan of the way things went with Todd Bowles around the ship last year, which is kind of funny because it feels like he kind of pushed Bruce Arians out the door.
Yeah.
But Bruce Arians is kind of a Mike Zimmer type where he's like, I don't really care who you are. If you're like Michael Jordan or whatever, this is my team. I'm going to run it the way I want to. But yeah, and Tom Brady brings that like so much more than just on the field too. Like you mentioned, like the recruiting aspect, like guys want to play with him. Like just, and they don't care how much they get paid. They're like, I have a better chance of going and winning a ring just because Tom Brady is on the roster than I do going, you know, almost anywhere else. And, you know, you get guys cheap like that and he can make your team better and he can help some of the younger players. He can help Justin Jefferson get better. Like, that's insane as well. Like, and what happened the last time Tom Brady had like a receiver with Justin Jefferson's abilities when he had this was like 10 years ago. But when he got Randy Moss, they destroyed everybody. They went, you know, what, undefeated. Randy Moss had like 23 touchdowns. Like, so him getting all those weapons and everything. Yeah, he might not be the quarterback that he was, but he also makes up for it with his smarts. And here's some numbers for you. Everyone's like, oh, some people, not everyone. Let's not say everyone. Some people are like, you know, I'd rather have Kirk Cousins because he was better. You know, Tom Brady wasn't as good last year, had a down year. Well, let's go over some of the rankings of these quarterbacks from 2022, like some of the more, you know, the DVOAs, the ones that people are like, these are the ones that kind of tell us actual things. You know, all the stuff we heard about when the Vikings are frauds. This is the stuff that was referred to. Tom Brady's DVOA ranking last year, 8th. Kirk Cousins, 17th. Tom Brady's EPA ranking last year, 9th. Kirk Cousins, 10th. And Tom Brady's QBR ranking last year, 18th. And Kirk Cousins, 23rd. So, I mean, you get the same level of talent, but then you get that added thing in the locker room. You get the recruitment. You know, there's a lot more intangibles that come along with Tom Brady. I would assume he would be cheaper than Kirk Cousins because Tom Brady doesn't care about the money. He might. Oh, hold on. He might need a little bit more now of all the crypto stuff that he was getting involved in. But I don't think money. He's said in the past, like, money isn't a driving factor for him. Winning is. But, you know, and he could also retire too. So. We'll see where all this plays out. But yeah, it's not a crazy idea. Like it sounded first, even me, I was like, a dark horse, like who, so what? And then I like dove deeper into it, found the stuff out about like his mom and stuff and like him spending time in Minnesota. He even says like he's part Minnesotan. So like, you never know.
Is he part Minnesotan like Carlos Correa is, or is he part Minnesotan? Maybe. Does he like Juicy Lucy's in the state fair?
Maybe.
What's his thoughts on Dior?
What do you think? What do you want? If they had to choose between Kirk Cousins and Tom Brady, is that a hard choice for you?
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Like I said, you either. Okay. Like, here's the thing. There's two outcomes here. I don't know. Did I mention this? There's two outcomes. Either you're an NFC contender or it's natural tank city. Everybody sucks and you get a high draft pick in 2024. Yeah. Like, if you go ahead and do that, I mean, Justin Jefferson's probably going to sit there and be like, okay, yeah, we sucked, but you tried. You got Tom Brady. Yeah. Now go try and find a quarterback in the draft. Because as much as I want to see him do it this year, I don't think they have the draft capital to do it. Right. Like, I don't think they're going to sit there and they're going to get all these high picks for all their guys. And I also find it weird, the people that you mentioned that are kind of like, well, no, like, yeah, Kirk, you know, whatever. It's like Stockholm syndrome. Yeah. It is. It's 100% because it's just like, well, Kirk never gets hurt and Kirk always puts up good stats and that's good. Like, I saw a tweet and I won't name the guy because mainly I don't want to give him attention, but he said, you know, what if Dante Culpepper was, he was never, you know, slayed after the NFC championship. Yeah, because it was his first season starting. He was literally like 23 years old. Everybody's like, hell yeah, that went great. Let's do it again. Like yeah. Kirk Cousins, we've seen this. We have 5 years of evidence where it's just like one playoff win. And everybody's like, well, it's the defense. Well, it's this, it's that. It's that. You can't fix that unless you get three straight 2015 classes like the Vikings did, where they got Eric Kendricks, Neil Hunter, Stephon Diggs, and Trey Waynes as a starter. Like, you are basically hoping that you hit that every damn year while you have a $35 million quarterback on your roster who doesn't elevate a damn thing. And people, and like, you know, people, it's almost, I hate using this word, but it's almost pathetic, because I was watching the game yesterday. I was watching Joe Burrow and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about Kirk a little bit. And I'm just like, people want a quarterback like Joe Burrow so bad. As soon as like those pictures with Kirk and the chains came on, it was like, oh my God, look at him. He's in the locker room and Kirk O'Chains and everything else. And the whole thing was Kirk was kind of like, I'm not really comfortable with this. Like, that's not him. I mean, he's got a sense of humor. Obviously, yeah. We saw it this year. But I mean, it you know, at some point, you just kind of have to be like, all right, the guy kind of is what he is.
I mean, Justin Jefferson said it in the past already. Like, he asked like about swag and stuff like that. Like, he's like, Joe Burrow has it. Like,
yeah,
more than Kirk, clearly.
More than most of the quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I mean, Kirk, if they want to run Mac with Kirk Cousins next year, I'm not going to be upset. Right. Like, it's not like I like putting for sale signs in front of his house or anything like that. Like, it's Friday Night Lights. I mean, I just, it's, you know, you can do better. And like, eventually, you know, it's almost like Matt Ryan, where it's just like, no, we're fine. Like, we still have Matt Ryan. We're holding on to this. I mean, we haven't even seen it with Kirk throughout his career. I mean, most of the players on this team, they get, you know, grandfathered in every year because they were on the 2017 team. But I mean, it's, I don't know. I guess, speaking of that, do you have anything else to say on Tom Brady?
No, I think it's not impossible. That's all I'll say. Yeah. It's not impossible.
Until he signs somewhere else, I'm not going to completely dismiss it. And it's a fun topic to talk about.
It's the off season. Come on.
Yeah. Because like, what else are we going to talk about? Like, if the Vikings ran it back?
Yeah. Were we going to ignore the rumor about Tom Brady? No, we're not. We're not going to ignore it. We got to talk about it.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But like I had mentioned, the more likely scenario is that they won 13 games with this nucleus. Ownership doesn't want to tank, and they don't want to waste another year of Justin Jefferson's prime. So let's say the Vikings, well, we don't have to say the Vikings are obviously going to want to compete in 2023.
Yeah.
Who do you want back on this roster to make that happen?
Not a lot of people on the defensive side, I can tell you that. Because it didn't make a difference last year at all. So, like, it's not like bringing back Patrick Peterson or Eric Kendricks or Jordan Hicks is going to keep them, you know, in contention. I would say I would keep Dalvin Cook. I know he, you know, unless you're getting an insane trade, which is probably like a third round pick or higher, because you're not going to get that for Dalvin Cook. I've seen some like mock trades, whatever people have had, like their mock drafts, and Dalvin Cook's going for like a third round pick. And I'm like, no one is giving you that. I would like to see Dalvin Cook back. Justin Jefferson, obviously. TJ Hockenson. I mean, if you can't get rid of Kirk, bring Kirk back. I don't care if Thielen comes back or not. I don't think he makes that much of a difference. I would like to see KJ Osborne get more opportunities. Yeah. I would bring Danielle Hunter back, though, too. He played well.
Danielle Hunter was the one guy I had written on my sheet, because for every guy that you let go, you have to replace them. And some guys are easier than others. Like, you know, you mentioned Eric Kendricks. You just find a faster guy. You might even have one on the roster in Brian Asamoah.
Right.
Danielle Hunter is just a different talent. And I know he's going to be, I think he's going to be 29 the next year. I think 28, 29.
Around there, yeah.
But, and I know that's the age where edge rushers traditionally kind of drop off. And Hunter's had two major injuries, which also gives you concern. But he's also a player that could have two or three, maybe even 4 years left. Maybe he's a rotational edge rusher by the end of his career. You hang on to him until he's 31, 32, and you see what happens. And a lot of people are just kind of dismissing it like, well, Danielle Hunter's gone. Like, there's no way they could do that. He was top 10 in pressures and sacks last year, and he didn't even know what he was doing. Like, think about that. It's just like, you know, Ed Donatell's like, I want you to be a stand-up rusher. Well, I don't really know how to do it. Oh, okay, like, let's just do it. And then he still somehow found a way to get to the quarterback. If you get a defensive coordinator that knows what he's doing and knows how to adapt to his talents and also turn around and find a way to get the most out of Danielle Hunter, he is an impact player on your defense. Like, that's what the Vikings have to do. They just have to identify who are the impact players. And I think, you know, we kind of learned a couple years ago that if you go into the free agency and you start bargain hunting and you just plug and play starters, whatever, the result's not going to be what you want it to be, because you're still going to have a bad defense. And I know the bar is low. Bar doesn't need to be Mike Zimmer number one defense and rushing and passing like it was in 2017. The bar just needs to be, can you get to 20th even?
Yeah.
Like, if you get to 20th, you got a fighting chance because you have a top 10 offense, especially if you had Tom Brady. You know, I mean, that's just kind of how I see things right now.
Yeah, I would like Danielle Hunter. He just got actually added to the NFC Pro Bowl roster. So he didn't
know what he was doing.
Right. He got that. I think Za'Darius Smith actually finished first still in pressures this season. He didn't get a sack for like the last few games, but he was still pressuring the quarterback pretty good. But Danielle Hunter, I don't know why people are like he's gone or whatever, because I'm pretty sure his contract's pretty hard to move. So they either have to extend him, trade him, or just leave him, I guess. But you can't just cut him because you'll be handed a whole bunch of dead money, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, you keep him. Like, do you bring back Dalvin Tomlinson, or do you just try and draft someone, or like have Tonga? Is that's the other guy, right? In the middle there, Tonga?
Yeah, Kyrus Tonga.
Yeah, bring him back. He played pretty well.
I feel like the Vikings' problem in the middle, and like Dalvin Tomlinson did a better job at this last year, but they need like a badass shit wrecker in the middle Gilbert of that Brown. Defensive line. Like Gilbert Brown, Jordan Davis. Yeah. I remember Gilbert Brown. I had Pat a friend Williams. In college. She would always talk about like the Gilbert burger when she got
he had drunk. He wore a visor.
Like, the Gilbert burger.
It's so funny. But, he wore a visor. He was like one of the first people to ever wear like a visor. Now everyone does. He's like this big giant guy with this tiny helmet and a visor.
Right. I'm looking. So I'm looking at Danielle Hunter's contract right now. So he's got a $13.1 million cap hit. In 2023, his age 29 season,
that's pretty good. If the Vikings were
to cut him, they would lose. Yeah, they would eat a $5.7 million penalty. If they trade him, they would also eat eight. So they wouldn't save any money at all. They would just be getting draft picks. Post June 1st, they would save $5 million in cap space. So there's that. But it doesn't, basically, it pays them more just to work out some kind of like restructure or an extension, because he's got $11.24 million in void money for 2024 and 2025. God, I hate this team. but this might be the way to outsmart the Wolves, honestly. Because if the Wolves are going like 13 wins, bring it back. Yay. No, Adam Thielen's not cooked or whatever. You bring everybody back.
Yeah.
You see what happens. And like I said, you're either smack dab in the middle for another 13 win season and a first round playoff loss, or you just completely fall off the AIDS cliff, go 4-whatever. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I would put a lot of money that they're not going to win 13 games next year. Like,
no,
that is, they've done that three times in their history. And we will not disagree that they were very lucky to do it last year. A lot of those games they probably shouldn't have won, but they did. But yeah, they're not winning 13 games next year. I don't even have any life savings, but I would put it on the Vikings not winning 13 games, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah. I think what the Vikings need to decide to do is what do they want to do here? Do they want to just, it sounds like the Wolves are just content to first round of the playoffs. Okay. See ya. You know, kind of like it was this year.
Maybe O'Connell and Kwesi, because they're on shorter contracts. I think they only have like 3 years left on their deals now.
Right.
Which I wouldn't be surprised if they got extended now because of the first season. But maybe they made a deal with ownership, like, hey, fine, we'll bring people back. We'll see how it goes. And then, you know, the following year, it's our turn to make the decision. And whether we do well or we don't or whatever, we're going to do what we want. So maybe that happened. But who knows? Because Vikings ownership, you know, we've seen in the past them get involved in things, then we've seen them not be involved, and then everything just blows up anyway. So yeah, we'll see. I'm curious to see what happens, because they need to make changes, because they're just it feels like they're treading water with almost everything they've done the last, I don't know, even going back to the Zimmer years. Like, just they're just treading water. They don't want to be terrible, but they're not good enough to be great, so they're in the middle. And then they get, what, you pick 20th, you pick 18th. Like, what's that doing? Nothing. You're doing nothing. You're just treading water, and because you don't want to be terrible. You don't want to be an embarrassment. And look at a team like, I think you're going to mention them, but like the Eagles. They won the Super Bowl, then they got bad because they realized they weren't going to be able to do it again. They loaded up, and guess what? They're back in the Super Bowl. So like, I think Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell should point to the Eagles and bring it to ownership and be like, look, it's not that terrible. You don't even have to be like bad that long. Just like 1 year. And then you can reload everybody, get young players to help you out, and you're good to go. So I don't know. I'm a little worried, because until we see change actually happen, I'm probably not gonna like be optimistic about it, because we just haven't really seen it in the recent future, I guess.
Yeah, Matthew Collar calls it the natural tank, where you just keep all these players, you do nothing to get better, and the players fall off the age cliff and you get a high draft pick. You mentioned it, the Eagles. They won the Super Bowl in 2017. Yay, Super Bowl, right? Except for
where they win
it. We're probably score. Oh, right here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm not actually technically in Minneapolis, but yes, they beat Tom Brady in that Super Bowl he was so happy to play in. Yeah. They went 9-7 for two straight seasons after that. They made the playoffs, never really a threat, partially because Carson Wentz sucks and Nick Foles is Nick Foles. Except for the 2017 NFC Championship game, where he was
and the Super Bowl, he was good in the Super Bowl.
Otherworldly human being for
he was good in the Super Bowl too.
I still don't get it, but yeah. So anyway, the Eagles kind of put the wheels in motion in 2018, and they drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round, and everybody's like, "What are you doing?" And I have the receipts, because I wrote something saying Carson Wentz is going to line up in Minnesota. And he's like, "Why would they trade Carson Wentz? They did the whole thing stupid." And went in. And then some Eagles fans went and ate horse shit off the street or something. I wonder if they'll do that again this year. Might be another thing. It wouldn't surprise me at all. No reports of 49ers fans getting the crap kicked out of them after that loss, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. I think 49ers fans are pretty smart. I don't think they... put themselves outside in situations.
Can we please stop dressing up the Rocky statue, by the way? Like, it's yeah, it doesn't
never,
it's,
that never works out.
Like, people just are doing it and then they just go get crushed by the Eagles. It's like, you might want to stop.
Did you see the video of the Joey Bosa getting heckled by Eagles fans yesterday? He was there to support his brother. He was wearing like Niner stuff and they're like, we're oh, you're not playing? Oh, what happened to your team? Oh, what happened? Did you throw your helmet down? I'm just like, and Joey Bosa came back up to him and was like, oh, like he was acting like he was going to fight him. I'm like, you're terrible. Get out.
Yeah, of all people that would probably get into a fight at an Eagles game, Joey Bosa is probably at the top of my list.
For sure.
Well, you want to talk to me, bro? You come at me with that energy, bro.
Did you hear what he said about the refs? How like they were probably in the locker room, like laughing about him, like, oh, we got him. Like, no, they're not. Like, they're not
probably out to like, get what a you. Baby.
Yeah, they're not out to get you. You threw your helmet on the ground. Like, him what and, are they going to do?
Another cross sport reference, but him and Carl Anthony Towns, I think, would get along just fine.
I don't know about that. But
yeah. But, yeah.
I think they have some different thinking on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right, actually. But so they take Jalen Hurts, the Eagles, that is, and the next three seasons are all about accumulating picks and talent.
Yep.
They go 4-11-1 in 2020. Whoops. They go 9-8 in 2021 after drafting Devontae Smith and firing their head coach. I'm not saying fire Kevin O'Connell. I'm just saying this is what happened here. This year, they go 14-3. They make the Super Bowl. They also stockpiled picks so they could make trades and found a rookie quarterback, by the way, which didn't make a lot. So they could go and get A.J. Brown and several other defenders to just turn their roster into a powerhouse. Seriously. So, yeah, not exactly, you know, the fear. Like, everybody just fears that, oh, we lost 13 games one year and now we're the Jets. Now we're going to be bad forever. They are bad forever because they keep hiring idiots to run their team. Like, yeah, that's why people laughed when Dan Campbell was hired by the Lions. And right now, the Lions look like the best team in the NFC North. Yes, I said it. But I think Kwesi's a functional general manager, and I think he could pull something like this off.
Well, he came from the rather, Browns I'd and rather the Niners. See some more,
yeah, and I'd rather see some. Well, and that's the thing, too. I was listening to Purple Insider, and Matthew Coller brought up the Rams, and he said, yeah, they burned all their draft picks before that. They drafted a couple of cornerstones and then they added to it. Yeah. The Vikings right now, their cornerstones are what? Justin Jefferson, Christian Darrisaw, and I don't know, Brian O'Neill, maybe.
Yeah. They have some pieces, but yeah, you're right. You're right. And they don't have a lot of draft capital this year. It's a big question, you know. What do you want to do? And I don't think they're gonna tear it down. I don't think they will. I would be extremely surprised. I know they have a lot of cap space to clear because the cap just came out today or whatever that what it's going to be. And the Vikings are still projected to be like $24 million over the cap. So they definitely have to do a little bit of contract shaving. I don't know. I really have no idea what they're going to do. This is one of the off seasons where I just like, I have no idea what they're going to do. I know what they need to do, what like positions they need to improve and everything. But like, I have no idea how they're going to go about that. Probably because I don't know. Like last year, I felt like Kwesi Adofo-Mensah wasn't really maybe allowed to do some of the things he wanted to do. Like kind of put on the back burner, like, hey, let's just see how this goes. And then maybe this year they'll let him. Let the reins little looser. Cook. Yeah, let's you hired him. Let him see what he can do. Let him make sure that the Bears don't run the North like, you know, their GM said they're going to do this year.
Well, the rest of the playoffs, I couldn't help but notice offensive genius Kyle Shanahan couldn't figure it out with fourth string quarterback.
Well, I mean,
he's so smart. I mean, he just take a community college quarterback and run his offense, right?
There aren't a lot of people who could figure it out with a fourth string quarterback in the middle of the NFC championship and then have to play Christian McCaffrey at quarterback too. So
if you were so smart, you would have just busted out the wing T offense.
I wouldn't harp on him too much for this game. There are other reasons I would harp on him as far as putting Brock Purdy back out there when apparently he had the whole thing torn like in his elbow. I know that they probably didn't know that at the time. But it didn't look like he could do much. So I don't know. It's not like that franchise has the best history with injuries either. And I think that has something to do with the person up top usually as well. But not surprised Kyle Shanahan didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Seems to always come up short when things matter the most.
And even when he's in the Super Bowl, he comes up hilariously short. Joseph Asai. Yeah, yikes.
Feel terrible.
You know,
but you can't do that. You can't do that.
No. It was the right call. Nobody was screwed there. You know, if anything, if I'm mad, if I'm a Bengals fan, it's putting yourself in that situation getting put in that situation, like not having a roughing the passer penalty, instead having an intentional grounding penalty, or blowing the whistle on third down, or should I say blowing the whistle on third down, and nobody could hear it, so that we'll just replay it again.
At the same time, the Bengals had a chance under 2 minutes. They had a chance to win.
Yes.
They could have drove the field and won.
Frank Clark came with
Bengals fans are acting like the refs came on the field, took the ball out of the Bengals' hands, and gave it to Patrick Mahomes to win the game. That didn't happen. Like, I've seen so much stuff about today, like, the refs need to be investigated and everything. I'm like, but there were some questionable calls, but there were also, this is football. There's also plenty of times for you to make other plays. You cannot blame the game on one single play unless it's like the very end, like a kick getting blocked or something like that.
Or a 62-yard field goal, my chance.
Right. But like, there's so many instances during the year where people are like, oh, the refs. I mean, look at, I think I posted it right before we got on or tweeted or whatever. Like, Cam Bynum was literally like tackled by a referee when they played the Commanders. And there was no uproar like, we need to investigate these guys. This is rigged. Like, he was tackled and nobody said anything. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes gets knocked out of bounds when he's already out of bounds. And it's like, oh, the refs are out to get the Bengals. And it's like, no. You can't do that. Like, you gave him no choice. So, and people were thinking Patrick Mahomes was faking yesterday because he was able to do that. And like,
whoever the losing team just usually like comes up with 10,000.
Bengals fans
like,
are reminding me,
against us.
Yeah, they're reminding me of Saints fans. Like, whenever Saints fans would lose in like the playoffs, they would immediately turn to the refs. Now, what was it, 2019, 2018, when they played the Rams and there was.
Agreed. Yeah, that crossbody block. Yeah, they have a reason to be upset with that.
That's fair. But I believe they also had an opportunity to win that game later on in overtime, and they did not. So, like, there's so many. But it's easy to point at the refs and say, like, they made the mistake. We didn't make the mistake. They did it.
And I think, you know, it's something that should be remembered in both instances. I think a lot of people are going after Joseph Asai, like, you know, oh, why would you hit it? Are you even thinking out there? He probably is thinking. He's probably thinking, oh my God, Patrick Mahomes is running in the field goal range. I better tackle him. And it happens so fast. Like, you and I sitting on our couch, it's like, well, that was dumb. Why would he do that? But in real time, it's like, oh, crap. And, you know, he's probably trying to hold up at that point, but it's too late. By that point, he takes him down, and he also hurt his knee on the play, which was... Yeah,
it got, like, tangled in the bench.
Yeah, that was kind of crappy for him. But, I mean, refs, same thing. It's like, the plays happen fast. Yeah. So,
well, and like,
calls
what
are going to get missed.
What if Patrick Mahomes decides not to go out of bounds, and he changes direction, and Asai, like, lets up, and then Mahomes gains 20 more yards with his feet? Like, so...
Right.
Like, it's hard, too, as, like, a defender. And, obviously, Mahomes... People are like, oh, it's rigged. They want Mahomes to win. He's earned that. Like, he's been to 5 AFC championships he's been in the AFC championship every year he started. Like, you earn that. Like Tom Brady gets those calls. Aaron Rodgers, obviously, guys like that. You get those calls when you get, like, because you're a star. The league wants to protect you. Obviously, they want to protect all quarterbacks, but it is what it is. They want to protect the stars more. But at the same time, that was an easy call. I don't understand why people were complaining about it. Like, it was easy. And people, I saw, I think it was like Emmanuel Acho or whatever, one of my favorite people in the world, was like, the refs can't, you know, decide the game with that call. And I'm like, they didn't. The Bengals did by doing that. Like, it wasn't the refs' fault. They were doing their job. They threw the flag because they had to. Now, should it have been a 15-yard penalty? There's your argument. Like, can you change it? So, because was that egregious? I don't think so. Did he put his shoulder into him and knock him out? No, it could have, like, if there's a way to make that 5 yards, then I think that would be fair. But 15 yards, I think that's where you have an argument. Like, should it be 15 or 5 or whatever? Because it was
kind of like what they used to do with the face mask.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, because it was, he just pushed him. It wasn't like, and, you know, Mahomes probably embellished it a little bit because, you know, it's what you got to do. But Yeah, I feel bad for the Bengals player because he probably thinks it's all his fault, and it's not even close to the truth. And then he had that teammate. Did you see the video of that guy?
His bouncer,
shout in the locker room like, "What the hell? Like, whoa, why did you do that?" And Asai was making plays like throughout the game too. So like they wouldn't even have been in that position if not for some of the plays that he made. So I feel terrible for that. That's like Blair Walsh kind of stuff, where like you're not even mad at him. You just feel terrible for him.
Did you know Travis and Jason Kelce are brothers? Because if you didn't, you're about to find out with this Super Bowl.
Did you know that Andy Reid coached for the Eagles?
No, I didn't. But you're about to find out that as well. I don't. It'll be a fun Super Bowl. Just the lead up is just going to be very, very annoying. Dallas Goedert.
It's the Nick Foles Bowl.
Dallas Goedert, right? South Dakota State Jackrabbit. I think he's the first one to play in a Super Bowl. I got to double check that. But
really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they've only been D1 or FCS.
Where did Adam Vinatieri go?
Oh. Wow.
Where'd he go? Where do you go to school?
South Dakota State. I guess I better.
I know he's from there.
Into the history book. No, he did go to SDSU. So you're right.
I was right. Yes, yes.
So he would be the first position player.
Why did I know that? I had no idea.
Playing a Super Bowl. No, that's pretty good. I knew Vinatieri was from South Dakota State too, but I don't know.
Maybe undrafted.
Goddard will have to try and make his make some ground up. But
Vinatieri made a couple kicks for what's that guy's name? Oh, Tom Brady. That's right. Yeah.
That Tom Brady guy. But that's enough Tom Brady speculation for today.
Until next
we
week.
Do this every Monday and Thursday right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. Not talking about Tom Brady, but the Vikings. If you miss us, you can catch us on Apple, Spotify the day after. I'm Chris Shad. He's Adam Patrick. We'll see you next time on the Viking Age podcast.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.